This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is Congratulations.
Hi, guys. What's up, dude? It is Congratulations episode 2007, and the reason why I said it like this, this is Congratulations. Because it reminds me of Jeopardy. Are you recording on the thing? It doesn't say it on the numbers on the thing. We're recording and I don't even know it. So, okay, we started at that time and I'm going to know it. I'm going to look at it from now on. So, yeah, dude, everything is good. And I just wanted to thank everybody for listening, my fans to keep rocking with me, the fans of the podcast to keep listening and tuning into Congratulations, the podcast, and also the Patreon supporters. You guys are amazing. You can sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/Crystalia. And then also follow me on Twitch, Flex Avenue. Been having a blast on Twitch. It's fun. Did I ever know that my life, living my life like EdTV, was good? Did I ever think that it would be good? No. Is it good though? Yes. It's fun. I'm having a good time. Yes, dude. And it's fucking adding to my daily life. Yes. Is it probably fucking doxing me wherever I go and I won't be able to hang out those places? Yes, but that's okay because it fucking fulfills me a little bit more in my life. Yes, dude. Still haven't been sniped on Twitch. And people are always like, don't dox where you are. Don't show us. Now we know. Now they know. He's near the Bo Burnham. He's near the Bo Burnham billboard on fucking Fairfax Boulevard. Go find him. And they're like, dude, you're going to dox yourself. What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. A weirdo is going to come up to me and say, hey, what's up? Dude, I deal with weirdos all day long. People just come up and they are weird as shit. So that's it. I don't, that maybe for not a stand-up comedian, it's like a big deal. But for me, dude, got heckled all the time. It's fine. All going to be good. You know, look, it's fine. Okay. So yeah, dude. And it is what it is. But the reason why I said this is, dude, how about this Jeopardy thing, man? It's all fucked. It's 100% all fucked. This is fucked. Dude, it's 100% all fucked. The whole deal is fucked. The dude got fired for saying something. I don't even know what he said. But I'm sure he was trying to joke or whatever the fuck. I know he was trying to joke. And he said it on a podcast a decade ago or some shit. And by the way, everybody knew. So here's what happened. A guy, since Alex Trebek retired, or did he actually, he passed away. Did he pass away yet? He did. He died. And I know that. And I'm not a bad person, but I do know that. And it's not that I forget that. I knew that. I just secretly, I don't know, something happened. So I'm not a bad guy. I do love Alex Trebek. I think that he's great. Is it Alex Trebek or Alex Trebek? I know I'm kidding. So we do jokes here. So Alex Trebek passed away, and that's very sad. He was a very, very beloved host, game show host, and he hosted Jeopardy, and he made the show, you know? And when he passed, one of the producers stepped in. They weren't sure if they were going to keep him or what. They had, like, guest hosts and whatever. It turned out that this guy happened to be the best job to fill the thing. Now, when he got the job, of course, he's a white guy, and everyone was like, oh, fucking white guy, shouldn't have got it, whatever. He actually was, you know, a fine host for Jeopardy. I think he deserved the job because he produced Jeopardy for a long time. He was one of the executive producers of Jeopardy. I believe executive producers, which means top dog on Jeopardy, if not producer, but whatever. Either way, he worked behind the scenes Jeopardy, became the host, and it was all good. Until people got mad because he was a white guy. And the powers that be on the internet or whatever drummed up all everything old in the past that was going to fuck him, and they did. And they said, oh, look what he did, what he did. He called, I don't even know what he did. I don't even know what he did, honestly. I didn't look that up because I don't give a fuck. The problem is he said it a decade ago, and it was on some podcast or something like that, and all these fucking angels on social media are now attacking him holier than thou and saying he can't be a host on Jeopardy. And here's the deal, dude. The guy stepped down. Now, here's my problem with that, okay? Here's my 100% problem with that. First of all, the powers that be, the angels that are infallible that are online. And you know that they're infallible because they have Twitter. And you know that they're infallible because they have Reddit. And nobody ever on Reddit or Twitter has ever said anything bad or done anything bad. Because even if you do bad shit, why would you hide out on the internet under a fucking pseudonym like Limbizkit68 or some shit? These are the people who are trying, these are the infallible angels that are trying to bury some game show host that has a past, like we all do. All right? So Jeopardy buckled. And I say Jeopardy buckled because the guy, Mike Richards, the host of it, stepped down. Now, we all know if you have half a brain, we know, all good, we cough and we move on. But we know that he did not willingly step down. We know the powers that be, what network is Jeopardy on? The powers that be, ABC? This is ABC's fault. The powers that be at ABC told the Jeopardy people, we have to protect the brand. We've got to remove him. Rather than us firing him, he needs to, we're giving him a chance to step down. So the guy stepped down. Now, here's the thing. Fuck you, Jeopardy. And I'll tell you why. You want to make a decision, you eat it. You eat that decision. You eat that fucking decision. And here's the other thing. Mike Richards, you make them eat that fucking decision. But you can't, though, can you? No, you can't. You can't, can you, Mike Richards? And it's not, it's barely Mike Richards' fault, even though we can say, well, why didn't he make them fire him then? Because they were dangling the executive producer title over his head. They said, well, either you quit or we fire you. And if we fire you, how can you be executive producer? Now, that's the dirty fucking game that Jeopardy played. That is the dirty game that ABC played. You can't trust these motherfuckers. They're buckling to outrage. They are buckling to outrage, and that's bad because everybody, even the infallible angels, they all have fucking pasts. So, dude, be careful who you come for, Limbizkit68. Because one day they'll come for you. Fuck that, man. All these corporations and companies, they're holier than thou. Dude, these fucking assholes out there, you know what networks do? Do you know what agencies do? Do you know what these fucking Hollywood types do? They rob you, motherfucker. They rob you. They rob you. They make it hard for you to make money. They try to fucking make the most money they can and suck the most blood that they can and not give a fuck. They turn a blind eye when it suits them. And they stare right at you when it suits them. Everyone's afraid of everything, dude. Who the fuck hasn't been on a podcast and talked shit about someone else? I have! Cancel me again. Dude, everyone needs a YouTube channel. Everyone needs a Twitch stream. Everyone needs a fucking whatever the fuck. I'm getting OnlyFans, dude. Because you need that. Mike Richards, getting OnlyFans. Fuck LeVar Burton. Only 60% sure that he also was in contention to be a host. Not sure, so if he's not, not fuck LeVar Burton. And even if he's not, or if he is not, fuck LeVar Burton. We did that for comedy. So yes, dude, we're firing on all syllables, and it's only been 8 minutes. Can't see it over there, so I have to look at my computer, and my contacts are blurry because I'm passionate, dude. When I get passionate, my contacts get blurry. It's like my superpower. It's the worst superpower ever, but that's what happens, dude. I get fucking angry like the Hulk, and I don't get big and green, but all of a sudden my contacts just go, ooh, and then I can't see. So basically, I'm Daredevil. But it's like, dude, get it together. Stop buckling to this fucking bullshit, infallible, angeled up mobs, man. Everybody's fallible, dude. You could, you know what? If the Pope did a goddamn podcast, could you imagine? I know guys who are fucking 50, 60, 40 years old that are like, I think I might quit the business because they, anybody has said anything. Mike Richards. What was the guy from Jerry Seinfeld's name? Michael Richards. Great, cool. So we canceled now two guys named Mike Richards. That's when you know the shit is bonkers. We got to fucking get back. Dude, you're going to cancel so many fucking people. You're going to be left with a fucking, you know what I mean, a soccer ball and some French toast. French toast is going to be on the fucking thing. This is Jeopardy. Just a piece of fucking French toast with glasses on and a tie.
Sorry, they canceled everybody. I'm French toast. Beep, beep, beep. Here we go. Let's go to the soccer ball. Soccer ball, what is it?
Soccer ball's like, what is Botswana?
Yes. We have to end this early. I got to get up early because somebody needs to eat me for breakfast.
This is ridiculous. Get it together, dude. It's 10,000 people online that are just destroying people's lives. It's 10,000 people online that are destroying people's lives. But what the fuck do they care? They're Limbskit 68. They're hiding behind some bitch ass. That's the other thing, too. I think it should be illegal for somebody to have a dummy account online. I think it should be illegal. You know how many motherfuckers try to kill themselves because another person out there is calling them fat and they don't even know who it is? It's bullshit. Anyway, dude, I'm getting hot and bah. I'm getting hot and bah. Well, I'm fire god and air. Dude, every room in my house has air conditioning. Got central air, my babies. And that's great. Except for this room, and it's a podcast room. And why is that bad? Now, it is bad because why is there one room that doesn't have central? Why the one room that doesn't have any air conditioning? That's bad. But also, why is it that it's the only room that we're going to use to have fucking crazy lights in it, and it's so hot? Now, On Fire was like, let's get a fucking air conditioning unit for me. So we did. We got one of those ones with the long dick hoses that you fucking put in, and they scoop the air from the other area, and they put it, and they cool it from the new area, and we did that. But guess what he didn't think of? Oh, we have to close the door, and that big-ass dick hose thing can't be in with the thing, and it's also too loud. So he fucked up on two occasions. And that is why, truly, One Fire. And that's fine. He's still one of my best friends, if not my best friend. However, that is why Juan Fire. So now it's hot as shit in here. Hey, yes, in less than 10 minutes, we turned it off. It closed the door in less than 10 minutes. Yes, dude. I love only 10 minutes of feeling comfortable. Oh, I love only 10 minutes of feeling uncomfortable and then 50 minutes of feeling uncomfortable. You know, I meant comfortable the first time. It doesn't matter. We make mistakes and we move on, dude. We have a good time, we make mistakes, and we move on, dude. So anyway, dude, fuck Jeopardy. I'll never watch it. Who cares, though? Who cares? They don't need my eyeballs. I wasn't watching it anyway. Fucking Jeopardy, dude. They're just like, this is the... See ya, already. Daily Double and shit. My fan is on. Oh, it's not on. He said turn your fan on. It is on, dude. It's not on. I thought it was on, but it's not on. And it's on the thing, and it's not working, and because it unplugged. No, it's plugged in, dude. It's not in. Nothing's working. Ah, yes, dude. I love when nothing works and I'm too hot. Sweat cascading down my fucking armpit. Dude. No shit. Water drops are going skiing down my lats. Let's relax, dude. Let's just relax. Let's relax. It's fine. Dude, let's just relax. The viewers at home don't need to know how hot I am. Let's just relax. Because honestly, sometimes I'm a cartoon of myself and I just want to be real like I was last time when I started the podcast. I was real. I wasn't feeling it. And I opened up to you guys and I told you about it. You know, not every fucking not every fucking podcast has to be a fucking movie, dude. I love when guys say that. That's a thing. That's a thing. That's a saying that finally put it to bed, dude. Hey, it was a movie, dude. We went to Barcelona. It was a fucking movie, dude. Quiet, okay? It wasn't a movie. Yo, fucking dude. Coachella was a movie, man. Coachella was a fucking movie, dude. Coachella was Schindler's List. Coachella was fucking Toy Story 2 where you cried at the end. Oh my God, we got emotional at Coachella. Coachella was a fucking NYU student short film. Oh my God, and you know that because everyone was taking everything way too seriously. It's a fucking movie. I don't know why I'm John Travolta doing that, but whatever, dude. Can't believe two guys named Michael Richards have been canceled. That's fucking crazy, crazy wild. Can't see anything because my contacts are blurry. All good. I want to address something that's so fucking annoying, dude. I mean, I put a video out. Kristen recorded me when I woke up. I told her about my dream when I go, and I woke up with my Hugh Jackman dream. It was like two or three episodes ago on Congratulations. And dude, now, when I put the shit out, I put it on Instagram. I also made a YouTube clip on it on the More Chris D'Elia channel. Go follow that. But also, dude, when I put it out there, this shit went stupid viral, dude. The shit went dummy on dummy bonkers viral, okay? And that's not my fault. I do the shit, and then you make it go dummy viral. Thanks. But that means when a shit goes dummy viral, right? When I'm sitting here going, durr, because of how viral it went, everyone's getting it. And you know the shit goes durr viral when everyone starts commenting dumb shit. When the shit, the comments become serious. And that's what happened. Everyone was trying to make friends in the comments, dude. Some guy was saying, you know what? You can't say you're sober if you didn't fucking do the thing. You can't say you're sober if you took Xanax. You went to fucking Xanny Island. All right, dude, drop it, okay? You know the problem. Stop acting like I'm a drug addict. I'm not, all right? I'm not a drug addict. And someone's like, well, dude, you say you're a sober guy. Well, you can't if you went to fucking Xanacy Island. I like how they were still using my lingo, too, in the comments. They were like, you fucking said you went to Zanzibar table for two. And that's actually bullshit because, yo, you know it's a drug because when you stop taking it, you're going to feel it. Well, hey, guy, I took it twice. They were both on a Wednesday and they were a week apart. Last time I took it was months before it. So I don't have a fucking problem going to Xanacy Island. I just visited. And it was a 0.25. And yeah, I've taken prescription drugs. That's not what I mean when I say I've never taken drugs in my life, ever. That's not what I mean when I say that I've taken Advil. I've taken Robitussin. I've fucking, you know what I mean? I take also, what do you call them? What do you call them? SSRIs or whatever the fuck they call it. Is that what they call them? I take them, dude. So those are the drugs that I have done. What I mean is I didn't fucking ever rail a bunch of cocaine or go toot toot on the fucking, you know, on the weed train. I never went toot toot on the weed train is what I mean. I never drank alcohol, okay? Y'all could go to the doctors and get the fucking Xanny shit I got and they'll give you a whole bar. I break the shit in half, dude. Your boy's a fucking good boy. Your boy's real nice with them drugs, dude. Real nice. I'm a fucking choir boy with that Xanny shit. But let's get back down to reality. Let's get back down to earth. Let's stop screaming about Xanacy Island. I know that sometimes things, people, areas, they rile me up. Nouns rile me up, okay? People, places, and things rile me up. But let's take a fucking step back and just relax because this podcast is my therapy, even though therapy is also my therapy. And I really do appreciate you guys listening. I really do. Crazy. So yeah, that's about all I have to say about that. But my dreams be vivid. And I never had a dream be as vivid as I was doing the Hugh Jackman one. And I wish, he didn't even have to let me know, but I wish Hugh Jackman saw that clip so he knew that even in his dream, he's better than me. Yeah, we still don't know when Donda's coming out, and I'm fine with that. I don't really care. You know, Kanye's Kanye, and he's fucking losing his mind, and that's fine. He makes killer clothes, and his music is, you know, it gets worse and worse, but that's because of his, you know, mental disorder, and also he's focusing on fashion, I'm sure. Whatever, and that's fine, dude. And guess what? The fact that there's Kanye West is fine. One of my friends was like, you know, taking him to task, talking about how bad he is for the world. Whatever, dude. For some reason, all bets are off with musicians. For some reason, all bets are off with musicians. But that shit's going to come out, Donda. The thing about music that is the most annoying thing, and I don't know if it makes it better or worse, but it's definitely the most annoying thing, is that music is not about the music. It's not about the music anymore. Remember when Beatles were all like, we all live in a yellow submarine, and now 6ix9ine is shooting people and fucking coloring his hair red, rainbow bright, right? It's not about the music anymore. It's about what fucking Kanye said. It's about the fashion. It's about what Lady Gaga wore. Oh, ever since fucking Bjork, was that her name? With the swan? That was the shit that did it. When Bjork wore the swan, it became not about the music anymore. She got so much publicity wearing that fucking swan that it didn't matter. She was just fucking, dude, the Cranberries saw that and they were like, what about Libby on her head? What about Libby on her head? What about Zombie? What about all that? The Pretenders, Proclaimers? Proclaimers or Pretenders? No, the other ones. Proclaimers are, what about them? They're like, well, what about walking 500 miles? And then what about walking 500 more? What about walking 1,000 miles? And singing about it. When Bjork showed up with that extra arm on her hip, it became not about the music. And now Kanye does shit like scream at a party about how they almost killed their daughter and aborted her before she was even born. Sad. Get him some help. But it's not about, but that's the reason why he's the biggest artist in the world. That's the reason. Because it's not about the music anymore. Kanye is fabricating, and Drake, they're fabricating this fucking beef that they have, or they really have beef, but either way, it's not about the music. You know? Drake did a line that was vaguely shot at Kanye in a rap song, and then Kanye Instagrammed Drake's address. It's too far. Don't dox world stars. It's too far. And also, it's not about the music anymore. When you're out there doxing motherfuckers, you don't have to fucking, you don't have to do that. You don't have to double inside. When you can just fucking wear a swan. You don't have to. Why do you think Janet Jackson pulled her fucking titty out? Why do you think JT pulled her fucking titty out? Because they knew where music was going. You couldn't. This is why people are screaming hip-hop is dead, dude. It's not just hip-hop. It's all of the hop. So it's like, you know, and by the way, comedy's becoming that way too. Comedy is becoming shock shit. What can I say for the most clicks, right? What can I do that'll make somebody fucking follow me or click? But fuck all that shit, dude. That's not what we do here. What we do here is speak from the heart. There's no agenda, dude. These other motherfuckers got agendas. Dude, I have no agenda. Do not call me Jeopardy. What you see is raw and real, and what you see is what you get. I've been saying that since TMP, and the shit rolls on, dude. Oops, hit the fucking hit him up too. But you know what, dude? I should have. That's why. These motherfuckers. It's you know, it's a weird time, dude. It's not about the music anymore, and they're digging up shit you say on podcasts 10 years ago. And that's what makes Last Night a fucking movie. Yeah, what a bitch move to tweet somebody's address or to Instagram somebody's address. What a bitch ass move, dude. Fucking Drake kept it to the song, and that's a bitch move, dude. These rappers think they're really gangsters. They think they're really fucking gangsters. They think they're really out here like someone who's not just rhyming. Oh, dude, let's just take a step back. You rhyme. Let's just take a step back. You're basically a leprechaun. Leprechauns rhyme. Let's just take a step back. You belong in a children's book. So stop with the fucking gangster shit, right? So many rappers and hip-hoppers and shit are just like, oh, dude, you thought you was a gangster till you met one. They do it so much that now fucking white suburban chicks are just like, you thought you was a gangster till you met one. See ya. You got homework. You know what I mean? If you have homework, you ain't no gangster. Everyone's so fucking mixed up and so sad and so ridiculous. I mean, dude, we're acting like we didn't see this coming. We're acting like we didn't know. We're acting like fucking Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Real Housewives. We're acting like Real Housewives hasn't been on for longer than a decade. Survivor started this whole fucking thing too. I'm on one today, but it's the truth, dude. You're out here glorifying these idiot fucking housewives that are doing shit like, all they do every episode is talking, well, you know, she got drunk and that was the thing, we couldn't invite her, but she really wants to go. But what happened was fucking Rianne said, well, you know, we're not hanging out, but we were hanging out. So now she found out that there's a party and she's all upset with us. Let's go to her house. At Rianne's, well, so what happened was, and I found out through, I found out because Kanye fucking put it on Instagram. These fucking idiots, dude. These Real Hollywood Housewives. There's one in Potomac. There's one in fucking Potomac. They made too many, dude. That's like the hack joke. That's like this fucking CSI. What? This one, that, the other, the other. There's a Real Housewives Potomac. That's it, dude. I swear to God, they're making one right now. Real Housewives of whatever. And that's what it's called. Real Housewives of, you guess. That's the next one coming out. And these fucking women, they're not even real. They're CGI. They look like it anyway. You seen those motherfuckers with the duck ass lips? Fuck that. Their lips look like a whole asshole. They look like they're walking backwards. And then they open their mouth. You go, oh, wait, they're talking. This must be their front. They look like the movie Cats. These fucking idiots. And they're idiots, dude. All their hairs are just done. And they're just, half of them have music careers after 50. Since when the fuck does someone have a music career after 50? Elegance is learned, just singing and shit. What are you doing, dude? And you're out there celebrating that shit. You're out there singing it with them. Elegance is learned. And now Mike Richards is at home and he's got to watch this bullshit instead of Jeopardy so he doesn't have a fucking trigger attack. Mike Rich is sitting there looking at a girl that should be walking backwards because he said some bullshit on a podcast three and a half fucking a whole decade ago. Bro, my girl and her friend just burns through that Real Hollywood. There's so many. I got to fucking sit here and I got to listen to all the fucking, it's always on in the background. Bloom, 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 bloom. We've got to go to fucking, they've got all names that are almost names. What's the fucking name of the one? Teddy? No, it's not a name. That's a fucking cuddly stuffed animal. It's like Rianne and Teddy and fucking Piper and shit. I don't even know what their names really are. It's like, dude, what happened to fucking, you know what I mean? Kelly. What happened to Tessa even or some shit? I mean, call them Ruth, for fuck's sake. They're old enough. Bertha and Ruth. They all look like, they look like the fucking movie with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn and Bruce Willis. Death Becomes Her. Like, they just wish for eternal youth. And they were like, the devil was like, okay. And they just fucking, coming out of their fucking BMW. Their husbands, they don't know what the fuck is going on, too. They're idiot husbands that are just like, okay. They're just sitting there. The fucking women are just, yep, up, 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 and the dudes are like, I don't know, I thought we'd take a trip. And they're just, well, you want to take a trip? That's all those old dudes fucking do.
You want to take a trip?
When we were in, and then the fucking Rihanna's like, when we were in the south of France, that was when he first said, dude, who listens, who watches this shit? And they're sitting there talking. This is the worst part. You got to watch the show. And you got to actually watch what's going on, which is the same thing every episode. And then you got to watch them talk about it to the camera. Something happens. Rianne throws a drink. And then fucking Teddy is on. Cuts to Teddy. And she's talking to the camera. And she's like, so Rianne got crazy last night. And she threw a drink. Oh, I got to see the boring shit and have a boring tell it person tell it to me boringly after that? Oh, thanks, but go fuck yourself, whatever. What channel? E, dude. Is it E? Oh, E, dude. You're a bad network. How's that? All this bullshit with the say yes to the dress or whatever, but we got to come down on that guy, dude. Oh, and the worst episode of the show always is the reunion. Oh, dude. That cash grab of a reunion where they all come back and they look infinitely older. And they're just like, so what did you think? That fucking guy, what's his name? Is it Andy Cohen? Is that him? Whoever the fuck it is, that good looking dude with the silver hair. So what? He's got the worst job I've ever. I'd rather be a fucking crack whore than what that guy does. Is it Andy Cohen? Just look it up. This fucking dude always crossing his legs. So what did you feel when Rianne threw the wine? What did you feel? What do you mean how I feel? What, motherfucker? Cut to commercial. Andy Cohen. Yeah, I bet you. That's the worst job. Dude, I used to say the worst job was Ryan Seacrest's job because all he does is say, this is American Idol. But fuck all that. Andy Cohen's got the worst job I've ever. Thank God he's rich. If I had to sit there and act like I gave a shit about somebody on a reunion shit, you know what sucks always? Reunions. They did their thing. They did it. Whenever it's, hey, Journey's back. They're playing reunion tour. Hey, fucking, remember this guy? He's coming back around and he's teamed up with that guy now to help him sell tickets because they can't solely on their own. So we got all the old hip hoppers. We got Big Daddy Kane. We got fucking Kool Moe Dee. And all these guys. Well, why isn't LL Cool J on it? Well, because he still sells tickets. That's why. Fuck all these reunion tours, dude. When I'm done, I'm done. You'll never see me back on the fucking thing, on the ticket, playing for fucking 90-year-olds. 90 years old. Half of them fucking stabbed me in the back anyway, but still. Oh, man. But it's got fucking, you know, your boy got fucking wicked today. I didn't even mean to, but oops, I got wicked. For fucking $6, you can sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/Chris D'Elia, and you get an extra episode a month. You get an uncut extended shits and other. There's another whole review mode that I do that's a segment. What else do you want from me, dude? I don't even give a fuck if you don't sign up, but if you, you know, it's like, it's on you, dude, now. It's on you. I put it all out there. It's on you, dude. Can't believe the fucking big lips and the Botox on these ladies and shit. And they're all working out, talking to each other in their home gym, doing shits that aren't even workouts. They're just like, that's not even a workout. What are they practicing? Fucking. I swear I saw one of them going like this. Yeah, seriously, we didn't invite her. And it was kind of actually shitty. I feel bad. And she's doing, just got a 5-pound weight doing this. Like, she's like, it looks like she's rock climbing on a level, on a regular straight level. Yeah, so, what are you doing? Strafing? What is that for? Jerking? Yeah. Real Housewives of Potomac, you know? Like, what is it even called? Potomac? All I know is Potomac River. Real Housewives of Potomac, season 6, it says, of Potomac. Oh, Bravo. It's on Bravo. Fucking, who watches Bravo, honestly? Has there ever been a straight male that has watched Bravo? It's just gay guys and also women, right? Look at these, the names of the cast. Giselle, Robin with a Y, Candice, Ashley, Karen, and Monique. I mean, dude, like, how many are there? Housewives of New York. I love how there's New York, Orange County, Beverly Hills, Atlanta. Dude, and Kristen was like, the New York one's actually better. We were watching one of the ones, and she's like, the New York one's actually better because they just fucking, they don't give a fuck. And it's like, then I show, and they, one of them's got a music career. It's just like, get that, dude, what's happening, dude? It's like the Jersey Shore only for older women. Remember when the Jersey Shore came out and everyone was like watching it? And like, these guys got like millions of dollars for being fucking morons? Whatever. Fuck them. More power to them, dude. I'm in the wrong job. I need to be a real housewife of fucking... Crazy shit. We hit a... I leave my parents' house. We have dinner like every Sunday. I left the parents' house. I had Calvin in the car and we left. Kristen stayed home. She had to do something for school and shit. We drove back, me and Calvin, and my brother had left like 5 minutes earlier. And he wrote, and he called me as I was pulling out of there, of my parents' driveway. And he said, hey, just so you know, on the 2 freeway before of the mountain exit, it's called Mountain, there's a fridge in the middle of the road. So be careful, don't hit it. And I said, cool, thanks. So I'm leaving. I got Calvin in the car and I'm on the 2 and I see, oh shit, here it comes. Mountain's coming up. I wonder where the, and as soon as I thought, I wonder where the, I heard pop real loud. And then, and I look and about not 100 yards in front of me, not even 50 yards. I see sparks and I think, well, there it is. And the shrapnel came from the fridge and it started bouncing and it was bouncing and I ran over some of it. Didn't pop any tires or anything. It was real little. But, and I got video and I put it on my TikTok. If you follow me on TikTok, Chris D'Elia is my TikTok and it's on there. It's the last thing I posted at this point. It might be a few back now when this, by the time this comes out, but go look at it, dude. I got such a good shot of the guy and there's a fridge indented in his thing, in his, grill, and he was pulling over, but he was still driving. He was pulling over. I don't know if he was pulling over slowly or what. I hope he was pulling over slowly. And I got the thing as I'm driving by. I didn't look at it because I keep my eye on the road, but I'm like, I looked at the video when I parked and I got a perfect shot. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I can't believe I got the shot. Posted it to TikTok. I wrote, I can't believe I got the shot. And so many people were like commenting, oh, good on you to slow down and help him. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, first of all, this is actually the only reason why I didn't stop. I have a fucking toddler in my car and this is America. I don't trust nobody, dude. Remember when Tupac said, I'm the way I am because society made me the way I am. Dude, fuck that. This is America. You hit a fridge and I'm with my toddler. You're on your own. I'm getting out and helping a guy in my fridge. My toddler's in the fucking... Get out of here. This is America, dude. Family stays safe. I don't know this motherfucker. He was fine. Nobody was dying. He just hit a mini fridge and it was embedded in his grill. I looked. He was fine. Man, I didn't really look. You know what I mean? He was fine because he was driving regularly off of the shoulder. He wasn't swerving and shit. So yeah, dude. But yeah, fuck all that. If it was burning on fire and my toddler wasn't with me, I would go help. Like fucking Jesus Christ. Actually, I didn't even think of the Brendan Schaub thing. He took these kids out of this car that was smashed. And well, that whole story, you can Google it. But it's just insane that happened. But yeah, anyway, my story versus his is mine was a little more heroic because of how I saw a fridge, guy run over a fridge and I kept driving. But, yeah. What's up with this milk crate? Dude, can we stop? Can we stop? It's a fucking idiot idea. Oh, dude, you know what? I just realized I am an old guy. But I saw old guys do the milk crate challenge. With the challenges, dude, it's enough. One milk crate, two milk crate, done. That's my milk crate challenge. One crate, two crates, back to one crate. Did it. Can I go home? Bro, they get up to six crates. And then as if that's not good enough, you got to get back down. For those of you that don't know, they set up crates. They set up one crate, then two crates, then three crates, then four crates, then five crates, then six crates. Then they go back down five, four, three, two, one. And you got to step from crate to crate. And it's like a pyramid and then step down. Everybody falls on the sixth crate. For some reason, the sixth crate is the fucking, it's because it's the highest one. That's the motherfucker. And then if you make that, you don't get to fifth crate. For some reason, that step down is the most bitch you can be in your entire life. Everyone is going, wait. That's what everyone is saying, whether they like it or not, when they're going from six to five. And they fall, and they don't fall pretty, man. These motherfuckers flip and fall on their either neck or head or right in their rib cage. The crate hits right in their rib cage. And everyone goes, oh, and why is it fun? Why is it fun? If you're a kid doing it, okay, kids are stupid. Saw adults doing it. What you doing? You got a driver's license? Only place you need to travel is home, dude. You don't need to travel up them crates. You're an idiot. Congratulations. You're a CUDA. Those barracudas, see those flashy things? They hop right to them just because they're flashy. That's what you did, motherfucker. That's what you did. Oh, you think I can't do it? Who did it? Rick did it? Put him up. You're a CUDA, dude. Congratulations. Crazy. But yeah, man. I mean, how many times can you see somebody fall and you got to do it, dude? I saw a fucking fitness influencer doing it and he did like bicep curls on the top of it. And it was just like, Jesus Christ. Have people died from this yet? It's going to happen. They probably have. By the time this came out, you'll read a headline. Guy dies doing the crate fucking milk crate challenge. Whatever. I'm just like, nah, he tweaking, dude, you know? I'm just like, nah, he tweaking. How about that shit on the Instagram that all of a sudden one day everyone was writing, nah, he tweaking. I posted a thing and it just everyone, nah, he tweaking. And I'm like, did some really, really high-level influencer tell people that I wasn't tweaking and they're just disagreeing with them? Or, nah, he tweaking. Then I went on everybody's fucking post. Nah, he tweaking. Bro, shout out to whoever hacked the fuck out of the whole Instagram. And that was what they chose to do. Could have been rich. You know what I mean? Guy, if you can hack whole Instagram and make it so 900 million people have, nah, he tweaking 900 million times under each one of their pictures, could have been rich. Could have used that to make your money, instead chose to have everyone read, nah, he tweaking. Hey, do the milk crate challenge. Hey, host Jeopardy. Hey, marry an old guy and be on Real Housewives of Potomac. Because now you tweaking. Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Nah, he tweaking. Join OnlyFans and only show you with sweaters and pants on. Dude, how about Only... There's another fucking company I don't respect more. Any company, this is my impression of every company right here. This is my impression of every company. Whoa. Okay, whoa. Never mind. That's every company now. Whoa. We didn't realize you were going to get that pissed off at this. Whoa. Never mind. Only fans. Well, the bankers and the people who buy our... You know, who fund us are, they don't want nudity on OnlyFans anymore. Now, here's the hacky joke. But I have to say it since this is this podcast and we talk about everything. But OnlyFans, that's what you do. That's like McDonald's getting rid of, this is hacky, but you got to say it. That's like McDonald's getting rid of cheeseburgers and fucking Coca-Colas. That's like McDonald's getting rid of cancer. That's like what they're doing. That's like fucking J. Crew getting rid of sweaters that only your dad would buy and your uncle. J. Crew getting rid of fucking V-neck cashmere light green sweaters. That's what that is. That's like Canon getting rid of cameras. That's like what that's like, dude. Lenses. That's like a home builder not showing up one day and being like, why are you relying on me to build your house? That's what that is. That's like fucking New Era saying, go bald. That's what that's saying. Sport your baldness. That's what that's like. That's like the MLB going, what bats? That's what that's like. That's like Kleenex saying, you know what's really cool? Blowing snot out all over your mouth and walking around town. That's what that's like. That's like sock makers saying, hey, wear Tevas. That's what that's like. That's what that's like. That's like hairdressers saying, what? We love the caveman look. That's what that's like. That's what that's like. That's like politicians saying, hey, trust us. That's what that's like. That's what that's like. That's like Radio Shack saying, we didn't exist only in the 80s and are still trying to do our thang. That's what that's like. That's what that's like. That's like Trojan saying, splurtner. Have kids. That's what that's like. That's what that's like. You know what I'm saying, dude? That's like Smith and Wesson saying, build the slingshot. That's what that's like. Okay? That's what that's like. You understand? That's like Home Depot saying, don't hire the Mexicans outside of our place. That's what that's like. Okay? That's what that's like. That's like Oakley saying, wear us even if you don't have chapped lips. That's what that's like. That's what that's like. That's like fucking whoever makes those carnation shorts saying, hey, buy us even if your dad isn't a lawyer on Cape Cod. That's what that's like. Okay? That's what that's like. You understand what I'm saying? That's like the fucking guys who made the fucking, you know, dick trimmers. What's the fucking dick, the pube trimmer shits? They used to fucking do our ads. What are those guys? That's like them saying, hey, we're not trying to be quirky and jump on a trend. That's what that's like. That's what's like MeUndies saying, hey, no more patterns. Swat, that's like I got MeUndies with fucking soy sauce on it. And I don't mean I spilled it on it. I mean, that's the print. Swat, that's like. Swat, that's like. Okay? That's like me going to the gym, getting a membership at Equinox or 24 Hour Fitness and saying, you know what? I'm just going to work out my mouth and talk to everybody who's on the treadmill from now on. Swat das lie. Swat das lie. That's like me being, that's like Kevin Costner shows up in a movie and halfway through he says to Whitney Houston, you know what? You'll take the bullets. And he drives home and goes to Shakey's. Swat, that's like. Swat, that's like Shakey saying go to McDonald's. Swat, that's like. Swat, that's like. You know what I'm saying? It's like Twitter saying use Parler. It's like Parler saying use whatever the fucking new one that Trump is going to make, you know?
And it's like the new one that Trump's going to make is like saying, it's like they're saying use Telegram, Swatas. Hey, what the fuck is Telegram, by the way? Is it texting or not? My buddy lost his mind. He's on Telegram. Anyone who loses their mind goes on Telegram. Telegram, what are ya? Dude, Telegram, what are ya? I'd never know, no matter how many people explained it to me.
What do you want, dude? OnlyFans, dude. No. That's one of those things that I imagine somebody was just like, you know what? That idea is just so crazy, it might work. Dude.
It's like Lil Debbie saying, what snacks? Swat us like... Swat the sly! It's like Heinz saying, eat it dry! Swat the sly! Swat the sly!
I mean, what the fuck, dude? And then they were like, never mind. OnlyFans fucking sucks now. I was on board with OnlyFans. I was signed up to Tyga's account. No, I wasn't. I'm kidding, but that would be hilarious. I got to sign up to Tyga's account on OnlyFans. I got to get on OnlyFans and only show shots of me in jeans. That would be so ill, dude. Just me in jeans. I need an OnlyFans where I just promise you every week a new picture of me in only jeans, dude. I need a new app called Only Jeans that you can sign up for and you put out you in Only Jeans. And we do not discriminate, dude. We have Asians and whites and blacks and Indians and even people from Croatia with all with accounts and they've got Only Jeans on. Men, women, it doesn't matter. Dude, you could be a small person, a large person. You could be totally fucking... The only requirement we have is you only have jeans on and it's Only Jeans. You can't wear shit. And then another one, a sister app we need, only blazers. And that's all you wear, dude. Just blazers. And everyone has a gun. You can be a famous fucking person. You come out here, you just wear a blazer. Now, that's where your dicks and pussies are out. And that's fine. But only jeans, your dicks and your pussies are inside of your jeans. But whatever's on your chest, that shit's out, dude. Only jeans and only blazers. That doesn't, only blazers doesn't really have a ring to it like only jeans, but... Fuck, man. You could make $1 million on Only Jeans. I'm sweating harder than I ever have, dude, in my life. And it's the day we got the fucking air conditioning. I'm sweating harder than I ever have. 6 years of jiu-jitsu. Workout every day for the past 7 years. And I'm sweating harder than I ever have in this moment. And that is unfucking believable because it is the day... One Fire came here and put the fucking air conditioning that he bought with my money in this fucking room. And let me tell you how much it sucks. Actually, I'll ask you, does it suck?
Hell yes.
God damn, dude. I'd rather eat
40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
Dude, it's just pits fucking gushing. But it is what it is, dude. You know? Better than being cold, I'll tell you that much. I'd rather be in 150 degree weather than 64. I don't like when people are like, oh, I prefer being cold because you could just put blankets on. Dude, every chick that I've ever been with is like, I'd rather be cold than hot because you could always bundle up. And that's like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? No, give me heat, dude. Give me heat. I take the shirt off, only jeans. I have only jeans on. I look banging because I work out and also sweat drips down my body like a fucking waterfall, dude. You're welcome. We have a good time on this podcast. We have a good time on this podcast. We have a good time on this podcast. Somebody told me to get Botox on my jaw because I have TMJ disorder I went to the dentist to get a teeth cleaning, and it was nice as shit, dude. The lady was good, dude. She cleaned my teeth up real nice, man. She was digging and shit. She was like, I'm getting the plaque. I'm getting the tartar off. And I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I love doing my job, too. You seem passionate. She was just all in my mouth scraping shit. It felt good. I got up, and I felt around my teeth, and I was like, did you put new teeth in? Kristen was on me. She's like, you got to get your teeth cleaned. It's been like fucking a decade and a half. And I was like, dude, I brush regularly. She's like, I'm sure it's going to be a travesty in there. Dude, guess what they said? Wow, looks good. Can't believe you haven't been in here so long and you've got no cavities and barely any tartar. Dude, I win, dentist. That shit's a ruse. Only go to the dentist if you have a problem. Okay, get your teeth cleaned, sure. Every now and then I get it. It also feels very nice. And maybe it puts you in a better mood. But don't let them trick you, dude. You need to go to the dentist every fucking 6 months? My ass. You could suck on a fucking muffler every day of the week and still not have to go as long as you feel nice. You could fucking shove three musketeers. And I don't even mean the candy bar. I mean three musketeers in your mouth. Every night for 3 hours. As long as you feel okay, don't go to the dentist. You know, people used to die from fucking bad, you know, teeth in like the 1600s because they had bad dentists. They just pull a fucking teeth out and your mouth would fucking gush more than my armpits right now. But yeah, dude, my shit was fine, dude. My dentist came in, the real one came in, you know, how there's always the first person there that cleans you up in the mouth, and then the real one comes in, which is like the most power move. Like you go through all the years of med school being a dentist, and then you go through dentist fucking specific programs, and then you get open up your own practice, and then you're like, okay, I'll come in at the end and just give the A-OK. You do all the cleaning. That's so hardcore. I need to do that in comedy. I need to do that in a podcast. I need to have somebody fucking come here, do the topics that I said just so fucking as best they could, but not even close to as good because this is my podcast. How could anyone do the podcast you listen to because of the person better than the person who does the podcast? You know? And I have them do it in the 5 minutes I come in here and I just kind of like, I go like, you know what? That was good. That was cool. I would have changed this or that, but it's all good. Thanks. Show up next week and congratulations with Chris D'Elia, only it's with someone else. One time I was in school, I must have been in third grade, and somebody tried to, dude, this is, all the inklings of me were there. Even in third grade, somebody said to me once, we were talking about drawing, and my buddy was saying, like, I used to like drawing, and I was pretty good at it. And somebody said, my friend's a better artist than you are. I said, really? And he said, yup. Because it was me and Aristotle. We were the two guys who would draw well, me and Aristotle. Aristotle was way better than me. He really was. As a matter of fact, I think he grew up to be like a fucking architect or something. We got to draw real like crazy shading and shit. Anyway, somebody was trying to get at me, and they were trying to make me take me down a few notches. And they were like, I know a guy that goes to a different school and he draws fucking way better than you. And I went, bullshit. No, he doesn't. And he said, yeah, he does. He could draw Bart Simpson better than the guy who draws Bart Simpson. And I was like, dude, I may be in third grade, but you lost me. Do you know why? Nobody can draw something better than a person who created the thing. And I sat in that as a third grader. I sat in that knowing. I sat happy as a third grader in the point that I made that I knew was correct. And even though they were trying to get at me and take me down a few notches with this real or fictitious character that they said could draw better than me, I knew they lost the argument once they said that. Once they said, my friend could draw Bart Simpson better than the person who draws Bart Simpson. First of all, you don't even know Matt Groening's name. Second of all, I sat back and I relaxed because I just fucking laughed and I knew it was right. I knew I was right. How can you draw something better than somebody? And I still, to this day, I still feel how I felt back then when that person said that. I can access that emotion, and that's what makes me a good actor. I'm a good actor too. Did you know that? You think I'm not? You think I'm not? Arr, I'm a pirate. You think I'm not? Well then, matey, why can I do this? Arr, walk the plank. Okay. So careful what you're thinking. But yeah, dude, it's all good. We got merch that is out. We got the go medium and sometimes stay out. And we got the be more memorable. We got merch fucking flying off the shelves. Get it while it lasts. We keep having to re-up, and pretty soon we're just not gonna anymore. All the hot pink life rips are gone, dude, and I'm not reordering them. There's still some green Acto cool shit going on, and there's some other ones too, like the life rips, the OG life rips. We keep those in stock because those we love those. Those are the OG ones. And the sweatpants, it's fall coming up. Anyway, go to chrisalia.com and sift around. And don't forget to follow us on Flex Avenue on Twitch. We play games and we fucking just chat. We have a good time. My life is EdTV, basically, babies. So that's the end of the episode on YouTube. And to catch the rest of the episode, and I'm talking about the uncut episode, head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/chrisdalia. And, you know, every month we have an extra episode of Congratulations that is not seen on YouTube. So you get that. You get, there's another segment we do that's completely separate from Congratulations called Review Mode, where I review shit that needs to be reviewed. And there's also behind the scenes stuff and some other thing. We do polls, we talk, we chat. There's a Discord where we do watch alongs with. It's funny shit. So patreon.com/chrisdalia, go on over and check it out. And if you do, thanks. If you don't, thanks also, and keep supporting. Like and subscribe and leave comments. Don't forget to make friends in those comments, and we love you. This disgusting.